Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Can diplomacy stop the bombing in Israel and Iran?
Today in Geneva, Iran's foreign minister will be meeting with diplomats from across Europe as President Trump hints the clock is ticking to make a deal.
ABC's Inés de la Quatera referencing the 2 weeks that Trump is giving himself to decide whether to join the war. Those 2 weeks will give the U.S. time to get battle groups in place should the president give the go. Meantime, the bombing continues. Today, another Iranian missile got through the Israeli Iron Dome, hit a six-story apartment building in Beersheba, injuring five. What about the effect on the environment from the thunderous explosion of a SpaceX rocket on the test pad in Texas? ABC's Andrea Fujii.
As the investigation into Wednesday night's explosion continues, SpaceX insists there are no hazards to people in the area and says it's working with local and state agencies to address any environmental concerns.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and the most recent hearing was canceled. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. They were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agreed that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming. If a budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay at the same as the last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. The extreme heat forecasted for Wisconsin over the weekend could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says it's difficult to predict if pavement will buckle. They remind motorists to slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews as they repair damaged pavement. Report any serious pavement issues by calling 911. And check 511wi.gov for travel conditions before you hit the highway. 24 people will be out of a job when HiPro closes its Berlin plant on August 16th. According to a WARN letter sent to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the machine parts manufacturer based in Waterford is consolidating operations due to, quote, unforeseen business circumstances. And it's permanently closing the Berlin facility. Four salaried and 20 hourly workers will lose their jobs. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight, and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers and thunderstorms possible early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun and warm today with highs near 80. An isolated shower or storm possible late tonight, warm and muggy with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the low to mid 90s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, to discuss the state of the state's budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right.
It ain't nice.
Oh, but I get the kick today off because today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. I know. I got to leave right away to a funeral or else he was so excited. I told him yesterday and then this morning, I'm like, oh, I can't take you because I don't have time to take you back home.
Oh, he would have been good.
With who?
Me?
Yeah. He's getting better. I mean, even like when Big Mouth, when those guys came over, he's getting friendlier. He's three now.
I was going to ask that because when we were walking up
growing
for your Christmas party.
Yes.
He was not happy. He was not like a welcoming dog.
He just, well, he... He's not
if he was
me,
a guy, he'd just, be like, if it was a person,
he'd be like, why are they here?
What do you do? What do you want? Why?
Exactly.
Just keep going. Exactly. This is my goal.
Exactly. He's, but I tell you, I told you Tuesday night, little party, and he's better. Even the people who came, actually, Johnny, to that Christmas party said, man, he's getting better. He's going up to people.
Oh.
He's starting to say, look,
this, a little more
this
comfortable.
Is, right. This is not just the three of us. There's more people who come to this house, and he's trusting people more so. Anyway, but yeah, today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
That's neat.
It is. I wonder, does Trump have a dog? I was wondering, sometimes
no.
The president brings the dog
yeah.
in, you know, they kind of show that off a little bit on a national, because this is not just, you know, Wisconsin or Green Bay thing. This is the national day. So I was, anyway, that's why I appreciate you letting me kind of
well, I hope Dennis brings his.
He will. He's got a great dog.
Oh, beautiful dog. And yeah. for a rescue dog?
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you wonder, like,
I know.
You know, that was an eye-opener that day we did that dog thing.
Right. Yeah, that was fun.
And the trauma these things have gone through
yeah.
and what it means when these people take them in. And I don't want to sound cheesy, but, you know, show them some love for probably the first time in their lives.
It is, because, boy, they had a tough, man. Now, you don't have a dog anymore.
No.
You know, because yeah, you're living in an apartment, but and it, you got two places. But are you going to get? Do you think you'll
never?
No.
Yeah,
really?
No. Yeah. If somebody else would take care of it, you know what I mean. What I mean by that is
because you're so busy.
Well, not even that.
It's tough to do stuff at night, though. You do a lot.
But
if they get trained, those dogs can stay in the house for hours, like 7-8 hours. So,
well, even like Todd. I mean, there's a lot of times where it's like, you know, instead of staying here, it's no, I got to run home and take care of,
right.
you know, the dog type. I mean, it's such a responsibility.
It is.
So, I mean, if I had somebody else here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would take care of just the, you know,
yeah.
it's, but yeah.
Well, I think we'll always have a dog. You know that?
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you.
But yeah, and they're just cool that round. Okay. It surprised me because you had dogs as a kid and I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, that's like.
Oh, my God. We never not had a dog.
Right.
We never. I don't think my family. Ever not had a dog.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that is. That we never had a dog. I don't know why. I guess we had too many kids or whatever. But
for us,
what a great
rabbit
thing.
Hunting was a really big thing.
Right.
Okay, and I've said this a million times about living in the UP. You have to have something that gets you out of the house between November and April.
Right.
Yeah, and for us, it was rabbit hunting.
Yeah.
And so we had hunting dogs. We had beagles.
And they'd chase them up for you.
Yeah. Oh, that was one of the most fun things in the world is rabbit hunting. I'd come home from school and I'd grab my shotgun and I would take my dog and we would just walk. I mean, we live so far. I mean, not desolate, but we lived with the woods across the street and there'd be woods there for the next 30 miles of woods.
Con, what do you think of that? Come home from school, grab the gun, ma, pa. I mean, doesn't that sound like way back? I mean,
I have friends that, you know, will go out right after
school
for deer hunting. You know?
I remember my high school year, wow. My senior year in high school, we won this first game of the year. We the year before, we had an unbelievable football team. We were team of the year for the UP and everything. Cool. We're like 9-1 or whatever. And the only team that beat us, Sault Ste. Marie, 4 times bigger than us. Okay, and they're the only team that beat us. They had 22 returning lettermen. I don't think we had 22 guys on our team. And we beat them in the first game.
Oh, so they came back with the chip. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so you'd think, you know, people are like, you know, oh, man, I'll bet you really celebrated that one. I'm like, no, I had to get up so early Saturday. I'm like, what? You didn't celebrate? We went rabbit hunting and partridge hunting, so I had to get up at 5. I mean, that was just such a big part of our lives was hunting.
That's cool.
But everybody does something. But that was that era, though, Jim, where my family, much like yours probably, was, you know, wild game wasn't just fun. It wasn't, you know, we weren't like American sportsmen. And we didn't, I mean, you know, my dad always called somebody that had all the perfect gear, called them a, you know, drugstore cowboy, called them a drugstore hunter, drugstore fisherman. You know, we just wore old clothes that, whatever. And, but we did it for food. And not like we're, you know, indigent or whatever we needed, but they were great meals.
Yeah.
I mean, those you call that one thing that German Fratzenoberg or something?
Hasenpfeffer. Hasenpfeffer. Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, that was like a big Sunday thing.
Yep. No
and
doubt.
Partridge. Have you ever had partridge?
No, I don't. You know what?
Have you ever had pheasant?
Yes.
It's better than pheasant.
Okay.
It is I think it's the best tasting. Somebody out there can argue with me. I think partridge, wild partridge, is the best tasting fowl that there is.
Huh. And we have a lot of that here?
No. They're hard to find now.
Oh.
There used to be lots of them. We get pictures of, we'd have the back of our pickup truck, and there'd be like 20 of them, you know, on there. Now you get 2, and it's like, whoa.
Oh, are they, like we're talking about, are they like bag limit? Like whatever. Can you get like 6 and that's it?
Yeah, it's not a lot at all. Maybe 3, but they're just not out there anymore.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
They're I don't know what happened.
That makes me think of Christmas. I wouldn't shoot one because that. Don't you think of partridge in a pear tree when you do that?
I think of a partridge in a pot.
Okay.
With a really nice white cream mushroom sauce.
I'm not kidding you. I don't think I've had that. Okay.
It's a real tender white meat. It's all white. It's all tender.
Oh.
And it's got real nice flavor to it.
Yeah. Duck, I love that.
See, and I don't.
Oof, yeah, that's good.
I just think duck tastes gamey. But again, I don't think I've had it prepared. I mean, I've talked to people. It's like they let it soak for like 8 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say is duck takes a while. But, you know, you put that orange marmalade and that duck is good, John.
And it sounds so good. I just never had it. It's
but okay, it is
you
know dark meat.
It's
kind of
like what I said about cherry pie. I had it bad.
And then, right.
And it's hard for life. Then in your mind. To have it good.
Yeah.
I don't know. You
did
know
you
I don't
train?
Know why I don't like lamb.
Yeah, I know. Con, lamb?
I like it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's not cheap.
Con, turn your mic off. You don't see another bleeping word for the rest of the day.
Lamb is great.
You do not
see lamb. That's it. Yeah. I
really?
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's just, and it's. It's a little bit. I'll just say this though: if you had lamb and you didn't like, well, of course you had my lamb. It's a little bit how the way you cook it. I think mine is. You didn't like it though. So,
but like I said, I don't like euros either.
Yeah,
I just don't.
So you don't
like
the
taste
whole,
of lamb for some reason.
Mm. It and lamb has a unique taste. I'm going to give you that. It's not like it tastes like chicken. I mean, lamb tastes like lamb. That is, I think it's great.
Remember, every episode of the Brady Bunch, Alice was going to buy lamb chops, and it's like, do you little kids know? That little lamb, your nice little lamb at the petting zoo, that's what you're eating?
Well, she took it to market. That's why.
Yeah, so. She was just going there to see Big Ed or whatever his name was.
Your dogs, I swear, because my neighbors, my neighbors, they have dogs hunting. They spend a fortune getting them trained. They send them to those, like, camps. Did you do that with your dog, or is that, like, how do dogs?
Why do you ask certain questions?
Because
my family taking a dog to a camp?
Well, how does a dog know to hunt?
You know what they always used to say? They always used to call it papers. They'd buy dogs that, what they would do, there were a lot of dog trainers, like beagle. It's a big competition up there, is beagle training.
Yes.
Really big. Yes. And a lot of people do, you know, send their dogs to those things. But it's almost like horse breeding. A lot of times you'd buy a dog based on its papers.
Okay.
And yeah.
So that family instinct kind of.
Yes.
Okay. Because their dogs
are. That was the big thing. Does it have papers?
Okay. Because even their dog, like, they just freeze. Like, there's a squirrel that runs up the tree, you know?
Yeah.
And he just, until Brian releases him,
does he hunt squirrels?
I don't.
Well, the reason I say that, a lot of
pheasant and duck, though. A lot of pheasant. Because
I didn't even know this happened. I watched this show, and I want to get that news director on from WLUC in Marquette. They have this wonderful show once a week called Discovery, and it's all outdoor type stories.
Which is something we got to get him and Brittany hooked up.
Yes.
Without question. Yeah, anyway.
But there's a squirrel hunting competition up there, and it's dogs. And the dogs chase the squirrels up the tree.
Yeah.
I don't like shooting something that seems a little too...
In a tree, like in a corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like that, to be honest with you. But
partridges are in the tree, aren't they? I mean, really, I'm serious. Not because it's a song. When you shoot a partridge, isn't it usually not in a pear tree, but in a tree? They're not like geese that are flying over and you shoot them.
We do it in a very sportsman way. If we see them, we make sure they fly before we take a shot.
Are you just saying that to kind of win over some of our listeners?
Maybe. I remember one time watching American Sportsman with my dad. They were like, holy cow, that's got to be hard. Shooting when they're flying?
Yeah, okay, Dad. Okay, John, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, yeah, that's a great sport. And like you said, we talk, and you just not just Nagani, but you got to get outside in the winter here. And that's a cool thing to do because you're walking, you're outside, fresh air. But there's a lot of other things to do, too.
But you talk about, you know, skiing. My dad was so healthy. Well, you know what? We used to, sometimes, when my dad, there was no such thing as cross-country skiing.
No.
Back then, it wasn't invented. But we kind of did it. We would take our skis. Skiing was big for us. I mean, not going to the rich people hills, but because we had huge hills around us. We would ski down snowmobile trails because they would be hard-packed. And what we would do is we would almost cross-country ski through the woods just on the snowmobile trails.
On downhill skis?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
I would hunt that when I was a little kid. That's how I used to hunt on skis.
Really?
That's why I think I would have been great if I trained as biathletes, where they cross-country ski and then they have to stop and shoot.
That's an Olympic thing, you know.
I know. I could have done that, yeah. I think. Yeah. Missed out on that one.
Could have been a contender, yeah.
Boy, did you see what they're doing? Speaking of the UP, though, up in Ironwood, they're redoing that ski hill. It's not even ski jumping. It's ski flying. If you want to test a person's courage, you go up that thing. Convoy, if you get a chance, just kind of look it up and put a picture.
My brother-in-law does the jumping, but what's flying? Is it the same?
It's hot. It's just bigger.
Wow. That was big enough.
I think it's the biggest in the world now. I think they made it. So
cool.
It's the biggest ski flying hill in the world, and it's in Ironwood, Michigan.
Boy, would I, Mark, that's cool.
If you go to,
as a spectator, I'm saying I would.
If you go do your fall type of thing, you should go up that way. Just a beautiful drive up through
there.
Yeah,
I'd like to do
that. And they got tours where you can go up. I don't know if you can go all the way to the top, but like halfway to the top. And they say you can see like five states or whatever. It's but the courage to say, yep, Franz, let's go down this and let's go flying. I don't get it.
We got to do that for a.
You need to
tryouts or something. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But that would be fun to watch. And if it's really the biggest in the United States
in the world.
Oh wow. Yeah. We're doing that. Put that one on our list. That'd be a good road trip.
Yeah, you need to do that.
All right, cool.
You really and truly do.
So you skied, but
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's good.
But never had a lesson or anything. We just aim the skis downhill and then you pretty much fall when it's at the end.
Was there a tow rope there to get up? How did you get back up there?
Sides.
Yep. Oh yeah, that
was the worst thing.
Yes,
that was the worst. It was so much fun going down the big long thing, but that sidestep to go back up.
You didn't have a chairlift.
Yeah, okay, did not. I'll tell you what. First time I went on a chairlift was in Idaho when I was working there. I was scared to death.
You got to get those down. I mean, once you get it down, but they come around pretty. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
Our little kids are little.
All right, we got a pull slate for you, folks. Stay with us.
Fun day.
fun day.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids' activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Warren Zevon. You remember Warren Zevon, Conroy?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. You do not.
I think I would have known that answer.
Convoy here, filling in. Well, you got today and then Monday, Tuesday?
Correct, yes.
Hey, we got some great guests lined up for next week, by
that's
the way,
huh? Yeah. I got your text last night, and I'm glad we didn't overlap on that.
But Words for Tuesday is a great lineup.
And then I'm waiting to hear back. I got the nicest response. You know, with the 4th of July coming up, we thought, well, let's get somebody in here from the fire department. Kind of talk about not just firework safety, but, you know, grass, you know, all that stuff. Is it dry? What do we do? How far?
Can I answer that one?
Yeah.
But, God, this weather, man.
But these fire pits, like how far from your garage, how far from your
totally
house,
agree.
All that stuff. So he's going to come in.
Well, you know what, though? One other thing I want to talk about with him, and we've talked about this every time, is those lithium things again.
Right.
Because we get the lady that runs the coffee shop right next to us here. Wonderful, wonderful young lady. Great. And her and her husband own that tire shop. And they had a fire in their garage from a lithium battery type thing. Yeah. And, I mean, it's... people don't know what they've got in their garage or their basement.
And I just want them... Anyway, John, I don't have that confirmed. That's why I sent you that. I got that other kid coming in. And they wrote the nicest letter back. Oh, you know, Mayor Schmidt. And I'm like, okay, thanks for that. But can you come in at 8 o'clock on... So we'll see. Or 7 or 6:30. Well, I gave him a few times. I know that we filled a couple yesterday. But next week, I mean, you've got a great guest coming in.
We've got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Although I hate to promote them almost, because if something doesn't, you know what I mean, through.
Okay,
That's a TV thing, a radio TV thing.
All right,
you don't brag about your guests until they walk through the door sometimes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But
it's coming together really nice.
And it's tough with Todd gone.
Well, yeah, you know, well, yes and no. I mean, He makes it a lot easier for
could
us.
Be listening.
No. I don't mean it that way. But it's good for us to not have that safety net,
right? Because
for us to
scramble,
exactly.
Not, maybe not scramble, but the thing is yeah, I'd like to, but getting the time confirmed, it's like, wait a minute, and then, you know, you and I are both working on this, and usually Todd. So then, and that's happened before where we booked two people at the same time, and that's just not respectful. So we got to, anyway, this is all looking really good for next week. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So
one of the guys that really I'm looking forward to is Tom Aiello. He was a longtime sports editor of the Manitowoc, was it Manitowoc Herald?
Herald, yeah.
Manitowoc Herald. And you know, it's sad when you drive past that too and that building is closed or I don't know what it is. No, that was a great paper.
It was.
It covered so much sport. Of course, it was such a heyday for sports. In Manitowoc County.
And then the Dennis Arnett, right, was the editor there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Tom was sports.
Okay. I'll talk to him when he gets here. But that was. And just, it was, you're right. I mean, we read that. We
Lincoln
got that every
football
day.
Was incredible. I remember Valders had really good basketball teams. All those small schools had really good Mishicot. And they were huge with the outdoor fishing.
And people liked that.
Yeah.
They enjoyed reading that.
That was a great paper.
And I think even though it was competitive, you really, Francis Crick, you were interested in what was going on there.
Absolutely.
Too, so I thought that was a good paper.
That's a great county. I'm not blowing smoke here. Manitowoc County. And even when we have entertainers come in here, musical guests, they all talk about the venues. Like, they talk about one of the... Like, who are we talking about? Oh, was it Rick Pinebrook from Big Mouth the other day? No! Kevin Van Ness. Talking about, you know, shutting down during bad weather type things.
Right.
And it's like, there was one in Manitowoc County where it's like, oh my God, we got like 5,000 people here.
Right.
You know, then one of his guys touched the keyboard and got shocked. And they
we might have to...
But I think that's that Newton Picnic, right?
Well, I thought he was talking about the Coney Fair. Was it the Newton Picnic?
Oh, I don't, but people have talked about that Newton Picnic. Even Dennis from the Glam Band talks about it. It's one of the big venues for such a small area. People really enjoy getting out and embracing those kind of things.
Everybody goes, and it's, a lot of volunteers. It's a good, checks a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
There's those huge neighbored, small city. Mishicot does some great events. That little town, I don't know how many people live there, a couple thousand, but... They put out some great events there. So anyway, and that thing that you and I went to, that baseball, that's the guy who died, the teacher, veteran, and they put that baseball thing on for them.
The Pitchkas. In Luxembourg Casco. Yeah.
But those are just people come out. They come out to support the event, but they come out for the camaraderie and seeing people and catching up. And those are
what I had never heard of before I moved to the state of Wisconsin? And it sounds funny because it's like, this seems like such a Americana thing. Church picnics.
Oh, man. Are those are huge.
Those are so big.
And they're packed. And you can't sometimes get to the bar. I mean, I always got those. Stick those raffle things, and you always buy those and win, and because you only have what 7 or 8 of them, so your chances are pretty good. Those are great, and those are great fundraisers. The reason they're great fundraisers is so much of that is donated, and all the labor is donated.
What a social event!
Oh my gosh, they're huge. Yep, I'm sure you've spent some time in dunk tanks there, but those are fun events.
Dunk tanks are not fun events.
No, they're not.
In.
No, but we do it because we support the picnic. But
yeah,
those are. You're right. And then did you, when you were a kid, did you have block parties?
No.
Did you have block parties?
Yeah. I did, yes.
Yeah, those were always, that's a neighbor thing where the city was great, block off the street, and then a lot of corn roasts, hot dogs, and people just neighbors.
We'd have to block off the county road.
Highway. Close the truck traffic down.
We were out in the sticks a little bit.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's easier when you're in the hood.
But anyway, it is not a beautiful morning out there.
But it's going to get there, though.
It's going to get there. 64, 66, 66, pretty much Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. Light rain this morning. It's a little heavier than light. Then remaining cloudy, high in the 70s. Boy, Dom stopped by my apartment last night to hook up Prime Amazon for me to watch a basketball game, which was so terrible. So here I was bragging about Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
I'm phenomenal. I'm fanatical about watching her. She was so bad last night, it was mind-boggling. She was 0 of 7 from threes, 3 of 15, 6 turnovers.
Really?
They led by 13 and I believe ended up getting beat by 13.
Hmm.
Oh, it's terrible.
Interesting. I wonder why she was so off.
I don't know. I think she's just worn out. We get to send her a break. Back at this.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Here comes the heat, and getting sick from it is sneaky and can be deadly. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look for.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible, and you could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Keep an eye on your pets and their paws as well, because hot pavement can burn them. The United States Women's Disc Golf Championship is in Manitowoc this weekend. Over 300 women ranging in age from 10 to 65 will compete in 19 divisions by flinging flying discs into baskets. The competition goes through Sunday. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers and thunderstorms possible early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun and warm today with highs near 80. An isolated shower or storm possible late tonight, warm and muggy with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the low to mid 90s. Currently, it's 62.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, Vitaly's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area will be here to recap all of the week's news. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You like the schmear that is transported by them. Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the interview system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators get a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react,
results can happen.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor and creator of the
on a gloomy Friday morning, not trying to sound gloomy or whatever, but gloomy, but it is gloomy out there for this beautiful time of the summer. I mean, we just wait for this time of year.
But did you see 90s?
Maybe 100.
So
I mean, heat index wise. But is Lisa almost, there?
Is she on
convoy? Here? Because I want to talk to her, but I specifically have to ask her one question. Lisa Hale?
Mm-hmm.
Heat index potentially 100 this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
With the humidity and everything like that, like in Mississippi and Louisiana, would that be like that, like all the time?
All the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Heat indices are really close to 104 most of the time in Louisiana and Mississippi.
Oh, and that humidity
in the summer,
there.
Of course. It's bad, yeah. And it's constant.
I remember when I was in New Orleans that one time. We went down to see the debut of the Veterans Museum, the D-Day Museum.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
And I remember that morning getting up and to go for a walk and thinking to myself, how could you play sports? Yeah. Do they not play sports? And then you walk by this soccer field Little League field or this, it's like, it must be like up here when it's, how can you play football when the wind chill is eight below? But do you get used to it? Because I was breathing like that, like I was breathing through a mm-hmm. sponge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's bad, and that's part of the reason why you'll find football practices and band practices and all that stuff done early in the morning and then later in the evening, sure. Although it really doesn't make that much of a difference.
No,
I can remember it was early April. I went to New Orleans for a Moody Blues concert,
ooh,
and we're walking the French Quarter at 11:30 at night. And I am just sweating because it's so hot and humid in April.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Wow.
That is, though, there's something about it being like, it's like when it's here in Green Bay, when it's like 77 at 10 at night. Like, it's like,
that's
wow.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's the coolest thing cool.
There is. That doesn't happen a lot up here.
No.
So. But yeah, we were talking, though, yesterday, my wife and I, about it's going to be 90, 91. It almost is like, what are we going to do? Because you can't,
Right.
Regular
I don't
stuff.
Think your dog is going to enjoy this.
No. He's getting his haircut Monday. Darn. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. We have to figure that out because this is going to be hot.
This is going to be hot.
That Two Rivers is calling.
Yeah.
Boy,
You know what you do? You know what you do? Honestly, you live your life and drink lots of water. I know it's uncomfortable, but it's just, it's just the heat. Just make sure you drink water. Right.
It's only 2 days. Yeah,
I will say that you almost need to keep a scale. Not need, but if you really appreciate how much water evaporates from you, and it's not what you really want to lose fat wise and whatever. But if you want to realize how much just gets sucked out of you, it's mm-hmm. amazing, isn't it, Lisa? Without even knowing it, if you don't drink water.
Oh yeah, and you've got to stay hydrated. Yeah. I mean, heat stress, especially for somebody who is not used to it, heat stress is bad. So
I'm always online, like looking for ways to be healthier. And once you punch something in, it's constant, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get those little packets because they say, look, you've been told to drink water. You could do much better, and that's by putting it's like a dollar.
Yeah, I gave you one. Remember?
Yes,
and they're pretty good tasting.
Yes, not a big lemon guy, but they have so many different flavors. Yeah. So I think.
Electrolytes.
That's what it is.
Electrodes?
No, it's electrolytes.
Electrolytes.
Electrolytes. Yeah. All right, so we were kind of both there. Anyway.
No, you weren't both there.
You guys said one word began with an E.
we both had the E down.
Had electric in them somehow.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
We knew it was energy. So.
What's going on with New Wisco Weekend, Lisa Hale?
Well, our fearless producer is on vacation this week. So
yeah,
for
I
New
saw
Wisco
some
week-
pictures of you and him.
Really? Where?
Pete's Garage.
Oh. At Pete's Garage, yeah.
Here's Todd about his big plans of vacation, traveling all over. Where is he? Pete's Garage.
Oh, he's one of those guys who says he's leaving town so that nobody calls him and then he's in town?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
it's a strategy. Yeah,
so he looked like he was having a good time, Lisa.
So nobody calls him,
yeah.
Jim?
No, no. They better not. He's on vacation.
We had strict orders.
We would never.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Break that chain
I've
of command.
I've seen the texts, Jim. I've seen the receipts.
Okay. You said call.
You texted him? I'm not even texting him.
Okay, but just let me ask you this. The way this place is structured, if you had an issue, who would you go to if it was timely? Not if, look, I'm all about waiting. Don't bother me. I'm on vacation. However.
Come to me. I'm the voice of reason.
Okay.
Right, Convoy?
You would have been the wrong guy to go to because, no, right. No. I just want to say one thing and I respect that it's not vacation. When I ran a couple places and I left, I would always send out an email that so-and-so is in charge.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
The lawyer or
finance,
depends who's really not the chief that often, once in a while. And that's good for them to be in charge, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like, wow. But if they would call, and I would never say, don't ever call me on earnings. If somebody dies, I mean, I want to know, right?
Right.
But this thing probably wasn't that important, but like, I didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
And so I called him. I texted him, and I'm like, hey, did you read the text? What was my first few sentences? Sorry to bother you. I know you're on vacation. However.
You know what? He was disgusted at however.
I had him till then.
But speaking of him being on vacation, I went ahead and put together new Wisco weekend early so he could take care of it and get it off his plate and not have to worry about it at all this weekend.
Nice.
So this week's new Wisco weekend is something, you know, we kind of took things from other episodes that we've had and put it all together to make a new episode. So we're talking about virtual vacations for our cover story, but we also have stories about Men's Health Month, which is June, by the way. We have stories about kayaking. We have stories about craft fairs and, you know, going on vacation. And the music is from Gentlemen Grifters. And we've got a story about junk fees that come on tickets. So, you know, lots of little things like that from other episodes that we've put together.
Go back to the junk fees thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about, say that again?
Junk fees. Okay, so you know when you would buy a ticket online for something, whether it's a sporting event or something like that.
Oh, I got you. I thought you meant actual junk.
No, like junk fees are the things. The other fees that are put onto the tickets or whatnot. And
handling
this
fees
is,
type things.
But it's a joke.
Yeah, no question. It's legalized.
And how much they are now? Some are $7, and it's like hotels when you check out now.
Yeah,
and they got the environmental. I mean, come on, you guys, just keep the place clean. That's your job, not mine. But they have taxes they have to put on, right? Like even here in Green Bay, right? You got the convention tax, and of course, you got the city tax, county tax. When they start adding on the
excise taxes.
And did they do something like a COVID tax? It's like, give me
Lisa, can I give you something along those lines to investigate?
Well, I'll put it on my list, but yeah, what?
So many places now, I think Walmart does it. I know CVS does it. I don't know if Aldi's does. But when you're checking out with your card, they always put, would you like to round it up to going towards yada yada?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can you investigate, like, do one of those and call the actual charity or whatever and say, how much of this do you really get?
I do know that, for example, at Pick and Save, they do give that, if you're rounding up for, say, the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry or whatever
the thing is,
it does go to that. I absolutely know that because we've talked about it, the organization.
That's awesome, then.
But sometimes it's like, do you want to donate $1, $2, $3 to that? It's the roundup, I always say yes, right?
Okay.
Because it's just, it's not, the most it could be is 99 cents, right?
Right. But I'm just saying,
but that
$1, $2, $3, really,
and then you're like, so there's two things that I question. Most charities I buy into. So, I'm with you. Is that going there? Or are you guys just taking another $3? And that's fine. I wish they would have proof of that. But maybe we don't need it. Maybe we're skeptical, John.
I know, but you know, but it's almost like what you're saying, Lisa, with these other fees. Where does that really go?
Well, the fees she's talking about go to the bottom line of the...
Well, that's what I mean. There's no
hotels, too. They don't put any money towards the environment.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't put any money towards COVID research. They just pocket that.
Yeah.
I think.
You
what
think
do I know?
Capitalists are evil? Yeah. Is that what you're telling me?
No! Capitalists make this country work. No.
But just the little ways they get you. I think that's awesome what you're doing on that, Lisa. I really want to listen to that. That's a great topic for you guys to go after.
That's a story that Joanne Krulatz, Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz did, and we've got that in there as well. So, yeah. You should check it out on Saturday.
It'll
air Saturday at 8, Sunday at 11 on WISS and WGBW. And you can also check it out on the Civic Media app or at civicmedia.us.
What are some of the men's health issues you guys talk about?
Well, again, that's a Joanne.
Okay.
It's Men's Health Month in June. So basically she talked with some doctors and basically put together, you know, the things that men need to think about. Men need to think about prostates.
Yeah.
They also need to think about their urinary tract health. It's an important thing. And another thing that men need to pay attention to, both of you need to think about this, is your mental health. You may think that, you know, it's we're guys, we don't have to worry about that. But mental health for men is very, very important.
Well, Lisa, following up with that, we had somebody on yesterday, Pam Yonke. And she hit on a topic that was so, I hate to say interesting, but eye-opening, that we asked her to come back for a special segment next week just to talk about mental health in the ag industry with the pressures facing farmers these days.
Absolutely. The isolation that farmers face, not only that, but the pressures of having to run these huge businesses. Farms are big businesses and they require a lot. So I think you're at the
whim of the weather.
Mm-hmm. No, the whim of the weather, the whim of
the market,
pests, the whim market of the too. Market, you know, the whim of tariffs. You're at the whim of everything when you're a farmer because of the things that you're producing. A lot of it is exported goods.
It's like being a concert promoter. It's too risky for me. I just, you know, God bless them. I couldn't, a couple bad years, man. Yeah. My show, we focus our whole hour on men's mental health.
Excellent.
And I have four people coming. I tell you what, and I know a little bit about that because I've had some friends, and we all have had friends that have struggled. But it's not these kids. It's people our age. It's people in their 60s that take their own life. And you said it earlier, it's isolation that starts the whole thing. And they have got to get out. And so there's two, it's called Brothers Helping Brothers. They have meetings on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah, we've met them.
Right. And we've
great
got,
guys.
But there's other, like you socialize pretty much. I do. But that's really, really important for the soul. I mean, you really got to do that. But I was just amazed at some of the statistics they brought in, and it's a scary thing. And prostate too, I don't want to take away from that, or colonoscopies. We need to do all that physical stuff. But boy, the mental side, we just don't talk about it.
Totally
enough.
Agree.
Because no, we don't.
You know why? Because we're guys.
That's right. Tough guys.
That's just it. And not only are we guys, but you mentioned the 60-year-olds. Those of us who are from the Gen X or the baby boomers, the silent generation and Gen X have been so taught all of our lives. Push it down.
Right.
Don't mess with it. Yep. You know, rub some dirt on it and get on with things. And that's part of the problem as well.
Well, give us a plug for your show one more time, please, Lisa, because it's a phenomenal endeavor you guys put together every week.
Thank you. New ISCO Weekend, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 on WISS, WGBW. Check it out at civicmedia.us.
Lisa Hale.
And also, make sure you check out Lean Local.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right, she gets the lead, but we follow up, and it's great. She gets everybody listening.
Lisa, have a great weekend. You're awesome.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks for being here.
Enjoy the weather.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up! Email info at WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And good morning back to Mino and the Mayor. In just a bit, it's Todd Michaels and New Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale in the studio with me this morning.
You'll get it one day.
One day I'll get that right.
One day you'll get it right. So joining us today on Valley Focus is McKenna May, who describes herself as the Crossroads 41 Ambassador. McKenna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. This is awesome.
All right. Well, let's talk about the event, because we were just kind of talking off the air about it's really kind of a mixture of a couple of different genres that seem to fit so well together.
Yeah, absolutely. So it certainly is country leaning. And as we were just talking about, there's a lot of sub-country representation. So but in addition to that, you get the unexpected acts like Nelly and Flo Rida. But then, of course, we have our three headliners, who are Kane Brown and Cody Johnson and Parker McCollum. So just that mix is just such a fun, it just works well, like you said.
It's almost like party music, and it doesn't matter if it's country or if it's Nelly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can party to all of it.
That's right.
And speaking of party, this is a three-day-long party, right?
It is a three-day-long party. Yep.
So what can we expect out at the festival grounds? I know we call it Festival Park now out there. So what can we expect? What do we can we expect to see during the festival?
Yeah, absolutely. So it really is a premier music festival. So you can expect a safe, clean, modern experience for sure. They put a lot of time into all of those details. But last year, if you attended, there was a very large stage. They actually added a second stage this year. So there's going to be two stages, which is awesome. There's all kinds of vendors and different experience things, food options as well. So again, there's even more this year than there were last year. There is a campground there. And so actually, if you are camping, it's a 4-day party because we can get into some of those details, but there's a lot of fun happening in the campground starting on Wednesday already. So lots of different fun options out there.
Oshkosh is known as Event City. And I feel like, you know, back in the day we had Rock USA and Country USA and they were great and all that, but it's nice to have a festival like this back in the area because Oshkosh is known for all the festivals.
For sure. And I mean, the team that's working on this, they know what a cool market we have. And this really is meant to be a legacy music festival. And so I think that's exactly what it will be. Yeah.
So when you mentioned that people do come in and they camp.
Yeah.
And they bring in their campers and set all up. And it's a 4-day experience for them. Tell me a little bit about what will be going on for the campers specifically.
Yeah, so last year was a lot of fun in the campground. I had the chance to do that myself, but this year they actually added a campground hub. So there's going to be an area where people can congregate, and they'll have a bar there and actually some music. And I'm lucky enough to be a part of that. I'm a musician myself. And so we're kicking things off on Wednesday with Frank Ray, who was at the festival last year. So they'll have music every night and just it'll be a great time.
Now, I'm on the email for Crossroads. I get all the fun emails. So I know prices have been going up a little bit because it's getting closer and closer to the event. When is the event and how can people get tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. So the event is August 7th through 9th. And it's right here in Oshkosh and you can visit crossroads41.com and it will have all of this information and all the ticket prices for you on there.
Now the website, when you say Crossroads 41, is it X Roads 41 or is it cross spelled out?
That's a great question. It is xroads41.com. So spelled out or not spelled out. It's the X.
The X. Yep. So X.
Yeah. X. You got to remember that. What I really like about this event too, is it's put on by people who have done festivals. So there's no question about that. And I feel like last year was a success, but they took some advice from people, asked people what they wanted this year. And they made some changes, like you said, to make it even better.
Yeah, they did. And as you just mentioned, they have some of the best working on this thing. People from Stagecoach and Coachella in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. These are big people.
It's a big deal. And, you know, one thing that seems like it's a minor thing, but to your point, they took a lot of attention to the details to make it better. Wristbands, people had to wait quite a bit last year to get their wristbands, but they're mailing them out this year. So they're just doing little things like that to just enhance the experience for everyone.
Just those small little changes. Yeah. I mean, there were just some changes into how the parking moved that made it tremendously different from prior events that were held there at Festival Park. So
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, the party nights are, again, what's the dates on it?
It's August 7th through 9th. And if you're a camper, it's August 6th. The party's on August 6th. Well,
see,
it starts.
I don't know if I wouldn't mind camping because I do like camping. I'm just wondering, you know, am I going to be too old for that whole thing?
I don't know. My sister does the RV thing and she would probably camp.
But I don't
there.
Have an RV. I've got a tent.
Oh,
you know?
Never mind.
Don't. What are your picks? If somebody asks you, McKenna, what are your picks for Crossroads 41 this year? What do you really want to see?
Who I'm most looking forward to?
Yeah.
You know, I'm very excited to see Cody Johnson. I feel like a lot of people are. He's just so entertaining. He has so many great songs. I'm very excited to see Jessie Murph. She's very big right now. That's a huge deal that she's going to be there. And then I've been waiting to see Nelly. So I am so excited about that.
That's just going to be a fun event, a fun concert. One of those things that if you're about my age.
I was just going to say, you know, we were talking before we went on about how Lisa and I worked together like 25 years ago, right?
Yeah, 25
years ago. And Nelly was big back then. So like, I'm thinking that's who I want to go see. Maybe you and I should go, Lisa.
Maybe we should.
Yeah, maybe not. We'll go separate.
McKenna May from Crossroads 41, the Crossroads 41 ambassador. Thank you so much for joining us on Valley Focus. If you ever want to come back and just chat, please do.
I would love to.
And we still do have to get her a sash that says Crossroads 41 ambassador.
A bedazzled one.
Lisa can do the bedazzling. I'll leave that up to her. Hang on, we'll have more with Mino and the Mayor on the way after this. This is Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Mideast talks are about to begin in Geneva with foreign ministers. Iran is at the table, Israel is not. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio is in touch by phone, offering to meet directly with Iran at any time. ABC's Mary Bruce says that window won't stay open forever.
The president has now given himself a two-week deadline to make this high-stakes decision whether to strike Iran. We are told he's hoping this gives the Iranians, quote, time to come to their senses and come back to the negotiating table. The big question now, what happens if they don't?
Iranian missiles got through the Iron Dome again, hitting a six-story residence in southern Israel. Extreme heat is settling in as summer arrives today. Denver, Minneapolis could see triple digits. Extreme heat warnings as far east as Chicago. 50 summers ago, we were afraid to go in the water. Jaws being re-released this summer in theaters to celebrate the anniversary. This is ABC News.